This night, may our hearts be broken wide open. Amen. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. This night, as we keep vigil, we keep watchful and awake as others sleep. As the light of day fades away, we entered into the light of Christ. Christ's love spread to each of us as we lit our candles from the single flame of the Paschal candle, our symbol of the resurrected Jesus who overcame darkness and death. This night, we tell our story of God's saving deeds, of God's grace and mercy. We renewed our baptismal vows, and with each I do, and with each I will, we join with Christ and are raised with him to newness of life. By our baptism, we are united with Christ in a death like his. Therefore, we are united with Christ in a resurrection like his. On this night, we journey together into our past, to our present, into our expectant futures. God tells us he will fight for us, as he did for the Israelites fleeing Egypt. Moses tells us the Lord will fight for us. We need only to keep still. Have faith that God will hear our crying out, will answer our prayers. Keep still. Listen. Watch. Wait. A path will open where God leads. And God told us he will sprinkle us with clean water, and we shall be clean. A new heart will God give to us, and a new spirit will God put within us. God will soften our hearts of stone and put his spirit within us. God will claim us as his own. And he is ours, and we are his beloved. For truly God saves us. He is our stronghold and our sure defense against darkness and evil. We live in times of dry bones, surrounded by dry bones lying in wait in the desert. And God asks of each of us, mortal, can these dry bones live? We are called by God to be bringers of hope, of light, to be the good soil of restoration and compassion for our neighbors and each other. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, for when we follow God's will and do God's work in this world, God rejoices with us. God's love will flow in abundance into our hearts, fortifying us, strengthening us to continue to walk beside the outcast, the oppressed, the shamed. When we do God's work in this world, God will gather us up, renewing us in his love. The risen Jesus opens wide his arms and says to us, "Greetings." Can we enter into his loving embrace, feel the warmth of his body spread into ours? Can we look upon Jesus, hear his words, "Do not be afraid. Go, share the good news, and go out into the world and do as he asks"? Amen.